The Alaska Highway was the first road to connect the rest of the USA with Alaska, a state that always looks like it should be part of Canada. So what prompted the building of this highway through beautiful but inhospitable territory? April Moy is from Northern British Columbia Tourism.
Well, it was to protect the northwest of the continent from invasion by the Japanese. And it was the bombing of Pearl Harbor, which was the event that brought the attention to the route and the decision by the Americans to build a highway through Canadian soil.
Why was a highway needed? I mean, there are other ways of protecting that region, boats, planes, those kind of things.
Well, there was no land route from the lower 48 to Alaska. It was necessary to move supplies. The other reasoning behind it is that there was a lend-lease airplane program between the Americans were leasing planes to the Russians, and they were flying from the lower 48 onto Alaska, and the planes were picked up by Russians as they came over to Alaska and flew them back. So it also followed the route of various airports.
And so what was involved in building the highway?
Bringing in a tremendous number of troops, up to 10,000 troops, into Dawson Creek by rail. Equipment, beginning the surveying. It was, for those days, a great number of manpower and equipment required to begin to cut the road out of the wilderness.
So how did they do that?
Initially, there were surveyors that went ahead. Then they were followed by various types of equipment. Particularly, if you take a look at the old pictures, you can see sort of very rustic old bulldozers, different sizes of vehicle. My understanding that they also used the shovels and picks and hammers, all manners of equipment, basically, that would have been used in 1942, were brought in order to build the highway. Essentially, I think one of the important aspects is to recognize that the military cut the road through with the various engineers in certain sections. Then once it was actually cut through the wilderness, then there were a series of contractors that were hired to come in and actually prepare the roadbed so that it could be passable for vehicles.
And what were the conditions like for the men working on the highway?
Well, I would say today, we would probably say the conditions were horrific. They were living in tents. As they progressed, there was limited food. The sanitation was not necessarily that practical, I suppose. Also, the time, 4,000 of the 10,000 were African Americans. And at that particular time, the troops were segregated. So there were also black camps as well as white camps. The construction of the highway started in March, and if you're up in this area in March, the winter conditions can be quite severe. So many of the men landed with military attire, which was not necessarily the type of clothing that would be suitable for such cold conditions. And then, as of course you get into the spring and the summertime, the ice and the snow melts, there's a terrible deep mud, and then also the infestation of mosquitoes was actually quite difficult to deal with in many instances for the soldiers.
And how long did it take them to build this highway? I mean, it is 1,500 miles.
It didn't take that long, actually, when you consider the type of equipment and the fact that they were cutting this road out of the wilderness. It started in March, ended around November of that year. So there wasn't very much time for the work to be accomplished.
As you said, its purpose was in order to, you know, protect the continent. Did it succeed in that?
I think that what it did succeed in was providing a transportation route from the Lower 48 through Canada and certainly the northern part of Canada, which was very important and inaccessible at that particular time. And of course, it linked Alaska to the Lower 48. So I don't imagine it was a military accomplishment in that regard, but in the long run, it certainly served as an asset for the two countries.
That's April Moy from Northern British Columbia Tourism. For more information, visit northernbctourism.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.